as attractive as my new colleague, Anita, who's working at the deep fryer right now. Hey, Anita, honey, you're looking good, babe. You're hotter than that canola oil, and I'd love to dip my french fry into your special sauce if you catch my drift. Oh, no, here comes the manager. Oh, boy, it looks like I just been fired for this job, too. So this will be my last broadcast here from the drive-thru window. Please pull ahead for the final word from Lawrence O'Donnell, and I won't be back after this.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. The House approving a roughly $8 billion bill to fight the coronavirus outbreak. Democrat Susan Delbonnet represents Washington State, where 10 people have died.
Is to provide resources for our local public health agencies. They've consumed a lot of resources, and being able to not only give them resources going forward, but to backfill what they've spent is critically important, and that's part of what this legislation will do.
The coronavirus also blamed for a death in California. The Senate is expected to vote on the bipartisan measure tomorrow. Dozens missing in Tennessee after tornadoes killed at least 24 people.
Governor Bill Lee has declared a state of emergency. Thousands are still without power, and downed utility lines and debris are hindering repair crews' efforts to restore electricity.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. On Wall Street, the Dow closing up 1,173 points. The Nasdaq and the S&P 500 also posting big gains. America is listening to Fox News.
Four on News Talk 93.1 FM. A story that we just became aware of towards the end of last hour. This is big. The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, who admittedly has been a big disappointment to us on several occasions, starting with Obamacare, issued a very rare and forceful rebuke to crying Chucky Schumer. The reason? Schumer, at a rally for reproductive rights, and I guess reproductive rights doesn't include what's been reproduced, says, I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price, Schumer warned. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions. That's beyond unacceptable.
Yeah.
He should be censured in the Senate for that. And I hope Mitch McConnell grows a set for this specific situation. He called Schumer's remarks, that is Justice Roberts, called him irresponsible and dangerous. And then that prompted Schumer's office to slam Roberts and accuse him of bias. Wait a minute. You're the one that's presuming and threatening two sitting Supreme Court justices if you go forward with these awful decisions. In other words, protecting life. We can't have that. That's your Democratic Party. I've never liked the man. This makes me ill. Roberts said, justices know that criticism comes with the territory, but threatening statements of this sort from the highest levels of government are not only inappropriate, they're dangerous. All members of the court will continue to do their job without fear or favor from whatever quarter. And then Schumer spokesman Justin Goodman quickly responded by accusing Roberts of bias in a statement to Fox News. Women's health care rights are at stake, meaning killing babies. And when you have that kind of a take on human life, I'm sorry. This is just, I mean, the Democratic Party stands for Satan. I don't, and I'm not being saying that to be flippant, but it's, that's disgraceful.
Who says?
the Senate Majority Leader threatening Supreme Court justices, you will reap the whirlwind. What the hell does that mean? I think at the very minimum, a genuine apology is required. You know, the whole idea, there are courts, argued cases, decisions are made. Sometimes you get a decision you like and sometimes you don't, but that's why we have the Supreme Court as the arbiter on these things. And they're terrified, and I just don't understand why abortion is so important, especially when you go back to its origins. We'll be talking to Brant McDonald in a moment. At 5:07, Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, and Tip Tames and that great team. Let me take a look at my category. I am specifically asked to let you know what's happening in the vehicles that are available under 10. And they have a great array of choices among the six vehicles that are available under 10. There would be more, but you see, they just don't put any car into this or any other category. In fact, anything they put their name on the back end of is a car that's had to pass some very strict tests. Number one, vehicle history. If it's been in wrecks, they're not going to resell it. If the interior is damaged or repugnant or any other disgusting thing, no, they're not going to resell it. Most importantly, though, the mechanics go through the engine with a fine-tooth comb, and they make sure that it's ready to deliver reliable driving miles. And if a car passed those three tests, they put a price on it, and then it goes on jackingram.com. And only then if it passes muster. So shop with confidence. If you're going to get a car for a new driver, there's a 2004 Volvo. I'm surprised it's still there. It's beautiful condition. $4,800 and a car that has every safety feature on the planet. So if your new driver's going to make a mistake, they're going to have maximum protection around them. And also under five, a beautiful 2009 Ford Focus. I don't know the model years by memory, but the sight lines on this car are great. It almost looks new, and it's under $5,000. Shop with confidence, and if credit's kept you from getting good wheels, know that Greg and that team in the finance department has over 20 financing options for you. They'll get you done. 235 Northeastern Bypass, tip in the team, or shop at jackingram.com and then stop by and see them. It's 509 Brant's next.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek with Tumka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a mini this March, only at Wind Creek with Tomka.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Chilton County Forest Ranger died in a wreck while on duty Tuesday. State troopers say James Hall died when his truck left the road, hit a tree, and then caught fire in Elmore County near Titus. The cause of the crash is under investigation. The Republican race for Senate will now head to a runoff between Tommy Tuberville and Jeff Sessions. Tuberville had 32% of the vote, with Sessions right behind at 31%. That runoff election is March 31st. The winner will face incumbent Democratic Senator Doug Jones. And Alabama voters overwhelmingly rejected a proposal to replace the elected state school board with a commission appointed by the governor. The vote was 75% no to 25% yes. Governor Ivey supported this proposal leading up to Election Day. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with the rain and storms yet. In fact, showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight and through tomorrow morning, with locally heavy downpours at times. Some storms strong, possibly severe. Damaging wind gusts are possible. The low temperature tonight will drop to about 51. Tomorrow, look for the rain to end by about, let's say, lunchtime. The sun is back out on Friday. Friday's high is 62. Looks like a beautiful weekend shaping up with plenty of sunshine. We'll be teasing 70 degrees by Sunday. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Get it on your phone now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When we had something planned, it would rain.
I'm going to go buy some jelly beans at a magical candy store on a cloud.
Con the rain.
We get really loaded. We go up on the roof, change the storm windows.
It would explain what's driving this extreme weather.
I blame the French and their crazy sex water.
We all know you're about as deep as a puddle.
Hi, I'm Greg Puddle, and the Live in Fear Doppler shows an onslaught of rain bands, including some red cell thunderstorms, headed our way. All right, let's describe this week in the market. There was Monday, Tuesday, today. To explain it all, we turn to Mr. Wright on the money, Brant McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Bit surprised this amazing day, almost a record breaker, except Monday was the record breaker on the Dow. It's pretty amazing to watch this. It lost, it actually did pass 30 briefly on one day, didn't finish at 30. And then it goes all the way down into the 25,000, and now it's back over 27,000. And where does it go from here? Why such dramatic? I don't think we've ever seen a week like this with ups and downs of this magnitude.
Right. No, you're not kidding. It has been really somewhat wild. But you know, the interesting thing to me, gosh, today, I think it helps us really sort of draw a bead, if you will, on exactly just how much of all of this market movement might be also tied into the politics of the day. There's zero question whatsoever in my mind that Biden's, you know, big surprising, you know, showing last night on Super Tuesday, and just the whole the shock, you know, the media and everyone had Sanders in this blowout win on Super Tuesday last night, and that he was just going to run away with this nomination and be a massive threat, you know, to Trump and could potentially win the presidency. And not only did he, you know, really fail miserably last night, but he's failing miserably compared to 2016. Mm-hmm. All you have to do today, if you look at the big companies in the Dow, one in particular, United Healthcare, we all know who that is. That's one of the largest HMOs in the world, or yes, really in this country. That stock was up well over 10%. So a lot of this, sort of depressed prices in certain types of stocks that are in certain types of sectors that would absolutely not do well under a Bernie Sanders presidency. They have done incredibly well today, and I think it was a very much of a sort of a relief rally, if you will. And I think it also speaks to the mood of the country. I think the market is beginning to see that the mood of people out there, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, is that they are not prepared for socialism. They don't want any form of socialism whatsoever. And furthermore, you see the Democrats who came out and voted on, and asked for the Democratic ballot. They voted specifically for Biden. So who does Biden represent? You know, Biden represents an older guard, a more moderate guard, if you will. He absolutely doesn't represent sort of that AOC type mentality or a Bernie right. Sanders or an Elizabeth Warren. And so if that's kind of the mood of Democrats, and then you have to imagine, okay, where are those independents? Where are those, even those conservatives? It probably means that Trump wins. In other words, and I know maybe I'm taking a leap here, But I think if you connect the dots and you look at the raw data from last night, if the general election were held yesterday, I think we see Trump winning in a landslide.
Oh, Brad, we were just talking in the last hour. There are nine seats in California. You know how crazy they are. And yeah, Bernie carried the state. But nine districts in California that are within Republican reach in November based on the balloting yesterday.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, it's true. It's really something else. And, you know, of course, we see the news again today. Bloomberg, you know, I mean, it's just really sort of bizarre. You watch how this market traded today on the news of politics. So this morning, you know, we wake up and we see the news from last night. Market starts up. Dow Jones futures up about 500. Then we get the confirmation that Biden won Maine. Then we get Bloomberg stepping down and conceding and giving up his campaign and throwing his weight to Biden. The market zoomed even higher on that. I would predict that the minute that Warren gets out, the same thing begins to happen. The question mark is where does she pledge her support? That'll be interesting to watch.
I know this. Sure. I've read where some hedge managers on Wall Street express particular concern about her because they believe her when she says, "I'm coming after you," as if they stole the money from somebody.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, she wants to bust up all the banks. You know, she wants to bust up all these tech firms, these large tech companies. There are some subtle differences, I think, between her and Bernie. Bernie, you know, he just outright wants to take everything from everyone and give away a bunch of free stuff, you know, to lower. And, you know, we know that story.
It's people who don't want to work.
Oh, it would just be an absolute nightmare-type scenario for sure. But after seeing the voting, I'm fairly convinced that's not going to happen. I think that you're going to see this trend continue. I think it's going to show up in New York, you know, and I think Michigan in 6 days or so, 5 days now maybe. I forget the six states that are coming up. But I think you're going to see that really begin to show up there as well. And so, yeah, the coronavirus is still out there. It's something everyone wants to pay attention to for sure. But, I mean, think about this. We saw these reported cases going up today, and then the number of deaths went up as well. But things are improving a little bit in China, we think. And this is being verified by, you know, our own CDC and other sort of U.S. Healthcare groups, and who are sort of, if you will, quote, auditing what's happening in China.
Here's a graph I have on all of these viruses over the years, and I'll just run by a couple. The H1N1 in 2009, there were 1.6 million cases, 284,000 deaths. Fatality rate was 17%, and it affected 29 countries. Compare that to Wuhan, which is the corona COVID-19. There have been 8,149 cases so far, 170 deaths, with a fatality rate of 2%, and 20 countries have reported cases. I'm sorry, but in a planet of almost 9 billion people, almost 760,000 people are going to die every day from something. Mm-hmm. The flu is a major killer in the winter months. So I think, and this is what I've read from my experts, the left's attempt to politicize or weaponize the coronavirus as something that Trump literally caused or did nothing about, which is total BS, is not working. Because today, the coverage on it has been very different than it's been in previous days, as if Trump was incompetently responding to this thing. And he had that task force out today with a press conference updating the public on what's going on. And I think a lot of the fear, nobody wants to get it, and I mean, I heard about runs on water at Costco and other places, but I really think there's been, the Democrats do everything on a focus group tested base, and this is not working out. Everything they've tried to throw at Trump to undo his presidency has not worked. I do agree with you that as the threat of a Sanders or Warren presidency diminishes, though, the market's going to become much more optimistic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's no doubt about it. And it's just, it sort of confirmed a sneaky suspicion that I had. Not just me, but a lot of people I talk to around the country and people I don't know who are in very high places in terms of asset management, portfolio management. A lot of these folks had the same sneaky suspicion. How much of these numbers are baked into this hype and hysteria around Bernie Sanders and his momentum? That has dramatically begun to go away, and it started last night. And you see a 1,200 point rally, you know, in the Dow. Yeah. That's a good thing. I mean, that's a good thing. And you know, of course, now we got the Fed's cut interest rates by a half, and all of this kind of stuff. I think, you know, there are other reasons why they've done that. Again, and I've talked about this and ad infinitum about you know, the dollar surge and its impact on global credit and so on and so forth. That still is continuing, by the way. We're not really seeing high-yield bonds catch up with this market. There's still a decouple. That's a little bit interesting, something to kind of keep an eye on. But, you know, one other thing I do want to mention, which is really incredible to me, you see, and you know, I don't understand, I'm trying to figure this out, but, you know, Chuck Schumer gave a speech outside of the Supreme Court today. Did you read about this, or have you heard about this?
Yes, we were talking about it just before we, in fact, that was our topic during the first break, because it's stunning. I don't recall a situation where a leading politician, the Senate minority leader, specifically threatened two Supreme Court justices about the price they're going to pay if they keep making constitutional decisions. I mean, my God.
Yeah, where is the political sense in that? I'm not quite sure.
I think it's
Trump understand. Derangement. It's something. Yeah.
It's another form of Trump derangement syndrome. I've never heard of anything like this. I mean, he threatened them. And then Justice Roberts, who really, to me, is kind of a timid, certainly non-political. He doesn't like to get involved in stuff. He came out and rebuked Schumer, and then Schumer's people rebuked Roberts again. That's scary.
This is really, really bizarre. This is, I tell you, you know, things like this going on really make you question where we are as a country. I mean, we've never had to deal with this sort of insanity. And the only thing I can figure is that perhaps Schumer is trying to somehow insert himself into what happened with Biden last night and remind everyone that he's still here as well, and maybe try to remind women voters of something that they care deeply about in terms of women's rights, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. Maybe that's it, but
That's what he said, Brent. He said women's health care rights are at stake, and Americans from every corner of the country are in anguish about what the court might do to them. Oh. And then he said what he was saying is that Republicans would pay a political price for putting these justices on the court, and that there would be a major grassroots movement on the issue of reproductive rights against the decision. But, you know, that's kind of a cover-up, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's just, I don't know. I just don't know. The timing of it all is so interesting to me. And I think the whole thing has real great potential to backfire on him. You know, the country was, by and large, in pretty big numbers in support of the two nominees. And you know, the way they handled it, the shenanigans they went through the you know, the approval process and all of that was a real travesty. I don't know. It boggles the mind, you know. It really does. So
appreciate the feedback. It's always nice to talk on happy days when there's so much green in the markets. If you'd like to do more with your green and grow it, this is the man you want to talk to. Make an appointment. Sit down and meet Brent and the incredible team he's put together at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management to talk about your future. It's all about you. how they might be able to help you prepare for things that you know are eventual in life, your kids' education, retirement, and so forth, and how they can help you get to where you need to go financially. 387-0094 is the number, 387-0094, McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, thanks, and I hope we have another big, happy conversation tomorrow.
Oh, I do too, buddy. We'll look forward to finding out what tomorrow holds. We'll talk soon.
You got it.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, I posted the Fox News coverage of the flap with Schumer, but I honestly, I think, and I'm not speaking as a conservative, I'm speaking as a citizen, that the Senate Minority Leader would threaten two sitting, duly appointed Supreme Court justices on decisions that haven't been made yet. That's way over the line. And I called Chuck Schumer an asshole, and I meant it.
Yeah, if that's what he meant, then he should have stated that and been very clear about what he was saying.
Well, he said it at a political rally and said it in front of a lot of people.
Right.
And Mitch McConnell, it's on you now to censure that son of a bitch, because that's what he is. I apologize not for the language.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic first, the accidents, and remember, when it rains like it is today, it always takes a little longer. Hopefully, these are out of your way now. But use caution. East South Boulevard near Norman Bridge Road, we had an accident there. Also on the East Boulevard in front of Carriage Hills Animal Hospital, if you're in the lane headed towards Troy Highway, that's your lane. Watch out for it. Also, Taylor Road southbound, just past Vaughn Road in front of the Pep Boys Service Center. That'll be just past Chadburn Crossing. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. 85 northbound is a very slow go out of the interchange downtown all the way up past Perry Hill. Another slowdown, Taylor to Chantilly. We've got slow traffic on 85 southbound up to the merge downtown. We've got slowdowns on 65 northbound at Northern Boulevard up towards the 143 off-ramp for Millbrook. The 31s are very busy this afternoon. Please use caution. Slow down, buckle up, and be responsible on the roads this afternoon. Keep your pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. That's what they do best. Training is what makes the system work, and Vicky is the best at that. Call her at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JannyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We hope you'll really like.
I'm best equipped to beat Donald Trump. That's what your poll said.
Vice President Biden, why are you a better choice than your opponents?
I got hairy legs.
This is new.
Hairy legs.
And it's great.
In the sun. In the sun. Comes up my legs. From the morning until the day's done. Till the day's done.
We are at the end here.
That's right, you heard what I said. said, I got hairy legs. Yeah, man. Watch the hair come back up again. I'm the guy with the best chance to win.
What time is that thing?
It's only 60 seconds, not up yet.
Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys, a bad crew.
Michael, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I really was the only white guy they really knew. He said, I'll meet you outside. And I said, what am I gonna do? Corn Pop, he can't stop. Corn Pop, he won't stop.
That's fine, thank you.
So I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women whores, gays, lesbians. You could release women from those agreements immediately.
Maybe they didn't like the joke I told.
Are you willing to release them?
Release them. These agreements were made consensually.
Yeah. I'm the only person on this stage that's
got hairy legs.
Seriously?
Hairy legs that turn blonde.
We got other issues we're trying to get
Here's
to.
Here's the last point I want. My time's going to run out. Here's the last point I want to make to you.
I got hairy legs.
Yeah. We are a country where there are too many people that are obese.
I am scared.
Vice President Biden, I want to start with you. Why should anyone have faith that you're the one who can get this done now?
Because I'm the only one that...
Let's talk about math.
Let's talk about math.
Okay, so here's the math.
Coldplay is the best fan.
Can I respond to the...
Why am I stopping? No one else stops.
Okay.
Joe said it right.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Look, I think it's important that on day one... Day one, I have more hair than anyone else.
I got hairy legs!
I don't care!
Yeah! That's right, you heard what I said. You heard what I said. I was a pretty darn good lifeguard. I learned a lot.
We let this get out of control.
Lived out in Mayfield with my grandpa. We used to play basketball with Corn Pop. And he sank every single shot. Corn Pop, he can't stop. Corn Pop, he won't stop. Yeah.
Time is a thank you.
I'm not out of time. You spoke over time, and I'm going to talk. Here's the deal.
I got hairy legs.
Bonafide 2020.
Everybody vote if you can. For your favorite woman or man. You can stream this track from Japan to Finland.
Get the song here. Have a great day and a great life. And don't forget to wear a life jacket and play zone defense against Corn Pop.
I got hairy legs.
And that is brand new. And we thank the Cronins of the Carolinas for sending us that. And it was just long enough for me to order Janelle's birthday pheasant.
Yay.
One of them. Anyway, our thanks to the very patient Papa John for waiting during that. I hope you enjoyed it.
Oh, that was great. Hey, you know what? I know you're getting a little frustrated with this, but, Greg, we usually have to pay really, really good money for entertainment like this. You know, the frustration level with a Democrat is getting so evident by the insane things they're doing. I don't know if you heard about Donna Brazile last night.
Yeah, we played that clip yesterday. She told McDonald to go to hell.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they are even now blaming the Republicans for their problems. Which I think that gives you an exact meter on how bad it is right now with the Democrats. They have tried to blame everybody in the world. They blame the Russians. Donald Brazile blamed the Russians last night.
Oh, my God.
He said, stay the out of our election process.
Right, right.
Yeah, she just gone nuts. So let me tell you what. This is going to be so much fun. I've heard somebody say that Biden's going to be in the driver's seat and he's going to pull Hillary in to use us as support. Yeah. You know what? Last time, she won by 400,000 votes in the popular vote. And of course, he still won the Electoral College. If she comes back into this thing, it's going to be so lopsided. Everybody's going to make the second rejection of her make the first one look like it was, you know, a cakewalk at the carnival ride.
You know, the first year or two after the election, she was writing books and explaining, and wasn't there a book called How It Happened or some book?
Yeah, What Happened or What?
It had nothing to do with her. Nothing to do with her hideous candidacy, her horrible ideas, her corrupt behavior, her playboy husband.
But I do want you to do one thing. I want you to remember every time something comes up, look at the funny side of it, because it really is. I mean, we have to pay for stuff like this most of the time, being the same this much.
Yeah.
And right now it's free. So I'm saying every day to the Democrats, I appreciate you taking your time to give me this additional entertainment.
Get lots of popcorn, man. It's going to be a show.
Well, I'm telling you. All right, buddy. Thanks a lot. Thanks. Talk to you later.
So, and it'll be interesting watching Senator Tommy Tuberville vote on behalf of Alabama in a year. I think it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Our straw poll, thanks to everybody who took time to go to my page and participate in that. Let's see what our total is. Although it's never how big did it. I mean, I put that, that Justice Roberts story up there. You got to look at that. That should strike a cold chill into any American's heart. Not just, it's not political. When a leading politician literally threatens the Supreme Court, that's news. We've had 166. Wow, that's great. That's been up for about an hour. And I'm not going to count it specifically, but I'd say it's about 80% Tommy Tuberville. And I certainly hope, you know, it saddens me to say that. It saddens me to say that. But I think when, if you'll recall, those of you who've been listening, recall when that recusal came down and we were all wondering, how could he do that? He's just appointed attorney general. I received a note from somebody who was a longtime session staffer who said, throw him under the bus. He's deep state. Well, look what this has been all about. Deep state, the stroke page, the FBI, and their disgusting behavior at the upper levels. And nobody's been held accountable yet. When is Bill Barr going to perp walk somebody? They committed crimes. They abused a secret court to spy on an American citizen. It was put there, that court was put there to help prevent another 9/11, not a Donald Trump presidency. And nothing was done about it. And that's why we're pissed off, Senator Sessions. That's why you got barely qualified for a runoff, for a seat that you won with 72% of the vote in 2014. Because people aren't stupid. And on top of that, every day, all we heard from the Democrat media, which is pretty much what it is, and that includes Fox during the day now, too, listen to their news at the top of the hour here. Sometimes I want to shut it off. Is Russia, Russia, Russia collusion. That's what we got. And yesterday, a lot of people held you responsible for that. That's why you're not running unopposed for your old seat. 5:39, still raining.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had a couple of accidents that happened a little earlier this afternoon. We're hoping they're out of your way, but use caution. East Boulevard in front of Carriage Hills Animal Hospital. If you're headed towards Troy Highway, the accident was there. Watch out there. Taylor Road southbound past Vaughn Road in front of Pet Boys Service Center. Just past Chadburn Crossing, we had an accident there. We're hoping that one's out of the way as well. Very congested. Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway, the 31s to Wetumpka and Prattville. We've got very slow traffic on 85 northbound out of the 65 merge all the way past Perry Hill. Another slowdown, Bell Road past Taylor to Chantilly. 85 southbound, slow traffic from about South Court Street all the way down to the merge, and slow traffic over the Alabama River Bridge northbound on 65 past the Northern Boulevard. Use caution, buckle up, and drive carefully this afternoon. The rain is going to be with us all the way through the evening. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jones. today.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Saddle up for the 63rd Annual Southeastern Livestock Exposition Rodeo at the Garrett Coliseum, March 19th through the 21st. The best in PRCA. Fun for the whole family. For tickets, visit SLERodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Chilton County Forest Ranger died in a wreck while on duty Tuesday afternoon. State troopers say James Hall died when his truck left the road, hit a tree, and then caught fire in Elmore County near Titus. The cause of the crash is under investigation. Alabama voters overwhelmingly rejected a proposal to replace the elected state school board with a commission appointed by the governor. The vote was 75% no to 25% yes. Governor Ivey supported this proposal leading up to Election Day. And the Republican race for Senate will now head to a runoff between Tommy Tuberville and Jeff Sessions. Tuberville had 32% of the vote, with Sessions right behind at 31%. That runoff election is March 31st. The winner will face incumbent Democratic Senator Doug Jones. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with the rain and storms yet. In fact, showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight and through tomorrow morning, with locally heavy downpours at times. Some storms strong, possibly severe. Damaging wind gusts are possible. The low temperature tonight will drop to about 51. Tomorrow, look for the rain to end by about, let's say, lunchtime. The sun is back out on Friday. Friday's high is 62. Looks like a beautiful weekend shaping up with plenty of sunshine. We'll be teasing 70 degrees by Sunday. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Get it on your phone now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You know, we have six weather advisories out right now, all of them flood related. Flash flood watch until 12 o'clock tonight, till midnight. Flood advisories today till 7 o'clock. And then river flood warnings, there's three of those, one of which extends all the way to March 9th. It's crazy. And the the radar. I have been downstairs, as I frequently am, about every 20 minutes all afternoon, and it hasn't changed one bit. It's just raining and raining and raining. And from the looks of it, it's not going to quit anytime soon. It is 5:46. Rosie and I get a chance to chat during breaks. And I've been visiting BonginoReport.com, which is one of several websites that have sprung. If you really want a good one, go to ProTrumpNews.com. It is not a rah-rah, sis-boom-bah, we love Trump and he can't do anything wrong site. It's just a good aggregator for the news you're not going to get off CNN, MSLSD, and even Fox. In fact, what did I just make note of there? Hang on. What was that story I just found? Biden vows to cure cancer. A guy who can't tell his wife from his sister is going to cure cancer. That's good to know. Just talking about it 2 minutes ago. Or was it over here? I am very sorry. A lot of stories breaking in the middle of, you know, the big news about the markets and you know, post-Super Tuesday. This thing with Chuck Schumer is unbelievable. But there was something else, and I highlighted it, and now I can't find the damn thing. Hang on. Now I'm determined. This has become a mission now.
It wasn't about what we were talking about, was it?
I pointed it out to you.
Well, we talked about the fact that I mentioned that I thought the vote for Biden last night was not as much for Biden as it was against Bernie Sanders and socialism.
Yeah, I think that's, you hate Trump. Do you really want to live in a socialist country? There is no reason to want that unless you're crazy or you want everything done and decided for you. But there was something here. That was significant. Let's see. Rand Paul says Trump won't sign FISA reauthorization without reform. Good. Stick to your guns on that,
That's
please,
right.
Mr. President. We need you to do that. Let's see. Was it on Bongino Report? Sheesh. I apologize. Oh, Joe Biden also promised to cure Alzheimer's. So that's two major illnesses that Joe Biden has promised to cure just today. He must have inside information. I thought it was hilarious that the Biden campaign told James Comey to buzz off. We don't want your endorsement. That was hilarious. I'm sorry. I can't find the headline that got my attention because there's so many in a sea of very interesting stories today that I lost.
There's a lot of things coming out right now.
It's been busy. I mean, look at Brandt. Look at the week he's had. A record-breaking up day on Monday, a big drop yesterday, and then a big uptick today, almost equal, but not quite as big as Monday. You got to take Dramamine to do what he does with the ups and downs of going.
Feels like a roller coaster ride.
I need to be able to concentrate on this computer to find this thing, and if I'm not back with the story I was trying to find, I will take the rest of this day off. You'll hear no more of my incompetence. Montgomery Paint and Body, boy, it's busy there. All the rain, wrecks. Whew, man, this morning was crazy town. And fortunately, for the most part, this afternoon hasn't been too bad. Please take your time. Because as good as they are, Montgomery Paint and Body, with each and every car that they take in, they're going to give it the time required to make sure it's done properly. There's no rushing it. You want it done right? Get it done there. That's my suggestion. You know, people that are very thorough in assessing the damage insist on repairing everything that is damaged and then with the goal returning a car to you that maybe never looked as good as it does the day you get it back from them. That's what they strive for each and every time at Montgomery Paint and Body. It's their business ethic to not skip those steps. There was game playing in that business many years ago, 35 plus years ago, when Donnie Turner first opened MPB, and he taught his son Brandon well, because he carries that great tradition on to assess and completely repair a vehicle, make it look as good as new, maybe better, because they know what you've been through. They're good human beings. They know that an accident involves insurance adjusters and police reports and all the rest of that stuff. At the end of it, after all of that, rental cars and everything else, they want you to really be blown away by the way your car looks. So bring your business to them. They're excellent. MPB, the gold standard in automotive body repair here in the River Region on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. Now, at 551 to find that thing.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and the Depot Furniture Gallery are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to the Depot Furniture Gallery located inside Prattville Pickers. The Depot Furniture Gallery has the best selection of rustic furniture in the River Region. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and the Depot Furniture Gallery.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident, 3200 block of Atlanta Highway. That's going to be just past Bama Lanes, right before Forest Hills Drive. So watch out for emergency vehicles making a run there. We've got a lot of congestion on the boulevard all the way around the city as normal, especially East South Boulevard, Troy Highway. We've got slowdowns on 85 northbound as you merge from 65. Slow traffic all the way past Ann Street, almost to Perry Hill. We've got a second slowdown at Taylor Road to Chantilly. Atlanta Highway, very busy all the way outbound, and the 31s are still pretty busy as well this afternoon. Raining, awful day to be on the road. Slow down, buckle up, and drive carefully if you can, please. Well, Reinhardt Toyota is looking for sales consultants. Write your own paycheck. Applicants must have a clean driving record and be over 21. Call Reinhardt Toyota and become a part of the team. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I don't know what's more electrifying, the story or the fact that I found what I was looking for.
Yay.
Because there's so many different takes on yesterday's primary election results. This is significant. And this is a comparison in numbers. In 2012, when Barack Obama went for re-election and won a second term, they compared the numbers that Donald Trump got last night to the numbers Obama got in 2012. And Trump is killing it. He is blowing them away. New Hampshire, for example. And we all know why we love New Hampshire.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Exactly. Obama got 49,000 votes in New Hampshire in 2012. Trump got 129,000 there last night. Oklahoma, 2012. Obama, 64,000. Trump, 273,000. Massachusetts, 127,000 for Obama in 2012. This is Massachusetts. 207,000 for Trump last night. He quadrupled Obama's vote totals in Tennessee, about 800% bigger in Vermont than Obama was in 2012. I'm sorry, I misread that. Actually, he underperformed Obama in that one state. But in Alabama, you heard me correctly.
Alabama?
Yeah. Obama got 241,000 votes here in 2012. Trump got 690,000 last night, and that's not with all the precincts in. And Texas, Obama got 500,000 there in 2012. Trump got 1,584,000, and they're still counting those returns in Texas. Those are significant. That also connects to what we were talking about with Brandt. Is socialism dead? I think once the financial market is pretty much convinced that there's no going to be no President Sanders or President Castro or any other crackpot, they'll feel a lot safer. What do I know? I'm a talk show toast. I am not an expert. I do have some expertise in recommending people for electric work. We had Mr. Electric out to the house. We had an outside fixture, a motion detector. It came with the house, and it stopped working a while back. So they came in, and I found out that water had gotten into it. I didn't know that could happen. So yes. They replaced the fixture. It works perfectly. We had another motion-activated light that had gone bad. They fixed that. Actually, we have a long list, and we're doing them in phases. But they gave me a price for that work before they came out, and that's what I paid. You know, and they were there. When they say 8 o'clock, they don't mean, around 8 or after we've had at 8 o'clock, that's when the doorbell rang. And the work was done as I was getting home. These are certified master electricians, the very best in their field. And you always get an upfront price on the work you want done. And they guarantee customer satisfaction. So when you need an electrician and you want the best, and with that, you should.